prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
Welcome to Truth Revolution. I am Dave. With me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
And I'm ready to roll this morning.
All right, you look ready to roll.
We have a new station on with us today.
We do.
We want to welcome everybody from Ohio on WTTP. We are so glad you're listening today.
That's Lima, Ohio.
That's right. And it is exciting to be adding to our data bank of shows, of cities, of stations.
This is the furthest east that we are reaching at this moment.
That's right. So thanks for joining us today.
Everybody give a
warm welcome to everybody from Lima, Ohio.
There you go.
Now, for those of you in Lima, Ohio, this is Truth Revolution. We are where faith and reason meet. We like to talk about the evidence for God's existence, the evidence for Jesus, the scientific, logical, historical, archaeological information.
Right. It's basically saying you don't have to throw out your logical brain in order to enjoy the spiritualness that and the religion that God brings you.
Woo-hoo. I agree with that one, Dave. Use your thinker.
Yeah.
You turn on your thinker if you're going to listen to this show.
Here's the thing. God gave you the brain.
Yes.
He expects you to use this.
So every single week, we do what's called a Bible contradiction. We believe the Bible teaches truth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people out there say, no, the Bible's got contradictions in it. So every single week, we answer one of these supposed Bible contradictions.
A supposed.
And if you're a skeptic, that's fine. We want you to send in your questions or your challenges.
Oh, yeah.
We want to dialogue about these.
Because ultimately, you and I, we've agreed, we want to know truth.
We do.
You know, and if in fact you can disprove God away,
then tell us.
I mean, we don't want to be wasting our time doing this radio show, right?
Wait a minute, this song, I kind of feel like I'm wasting it right now.
Why?
Because we haven't gotten into the show yet.
Oh, let's do it.
Today we're talking about other messiahs.
My bad.
Is there anyone who did what Jesus did? I mean, this is a big deal. There are a lot of people out there who will say, oh, you say Jesus rose from the dead?
Right.
Did you know there was another guy at the same time who claimed rose from the dead?
Yeah.
Did you know that there was another guy who was born about the same time as Jesus?
Yeah.
Did you know that there was another guy who did miracles just like Jesus?
Yeah.
And this is the challenge that's come to us today. We're going to try to have, if we have time, try to answer four different possible messiahs other than Jesus.
Okay.
And how do they compare to Jesus?
So flip your brains on.
All right. First of all, here's a clip from Nat Geo TV.
In a remote corner of the Roman Empire, a holy man preaches a message of peace. He feeds the hungry, heals the sick, and raises the dead. His followers even call him God. His name? Apollonius of Tyana.
What?
He is one of several spiritual leaders and movements that competes with Jesus for followers and threatens to undermine the foundation of Christianity itself. What are these rival religions, and why did Christianity ultimately prevail?
Threatens the foundation of Christianity.
Wait a minute. He was competing with Jesus for followers.
Well, it says the historical information says he was born around the year 4 BC.
Mm-hmm.
This guy died and rose from the dead.
Right.
He ascended bodily into the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great philosopher and teacher.
Uh-huh.
He was not afraid to stand up to the authorities of the day. He was put on trial. He preached about moral goodness. He did miracles. He is preceded by a messenger who told of his coming. The religious people were jealous of him.
That all sounds very, very familiar.
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
But this is supposedly Apollonius of Tyana.
Apollonius of Tyana is believed to be one of these rivals of Jesus, a man with a strikingly similar profile.
Here's somebody who was a philosopher. He was a healer. He was an exorcist. He went around barefoot.
Barefoot?
Really?
Barefoot?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he does have one up on Jesus. Jesus wore sandals.
Are you sure?
Well, anyway, does it kind of make you nervous a little bit when you hear this stuff?
You know, come on, we've been doing this show.
Well, we've answered this too many times to feel nervous now. But so, when I first heard it, I felt nervous.
Yeah, because then you don't know, well, how am I going to answer these?
So we're going to answer
it.
But first of all, just assume it's true for a minute.
Right.
What does it mean?
You just gave it away. It's true.
If it's all true. If it's true that this guy, Apollonius, did all this stuff, all the prophecies of the Old Testament still apply to Jesus.
Amen.
And they still show that Jesus was God's Messiah. Jesus was still the Jewish Messiah from the Jewish lineage, who was born in the right town at the right time, who did the things the Bible said he would do, and he still rose from the dead.
Right, so Apollonius does nullify none of that.
Right. He does not take anything away from Jesus. He was not the Jewish Messiah. Even if he had done all that other stuff. You know, it's interesting. Matthew 24, Jesus himself says, false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive the elect, if that were possible.
Right.
You see, the disciples, except for John, died for their belief, and none of them recanted. It doesn't take anything away from Jesus that there's this guy who claims to have done these things. So let's find out the facts, okay? First, we want to compare Apollonius to Jesus. Who told us about Jesus? There's four main sources that told us about Jesus.
Well, there's a guy named Philostratus, maybe?
Nope. Philostratus did not tell us about Jesus. Mm. Philostratus told us about Apollonius.
Oh.
But,
Dave. Sorry, I'm reading ahead.
Let's try right, that one right, again.
All right. Put down the pitchforks in the.
Who told us about Jesus?
Okay.
And there's four guys.
Yes. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay, these are the all guys. Right. Told us about Jesus.
I'm glad I'm not on Jeopardy.
How'd you become a board member at our church? All right. Yeah.
It's
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These four guys were eyewitnesses to Jesus,
right.
And they gave us an account written in their own hand after investigative research. They lived the same time as Jesus. They witnessed what Jesus did, and they wrote it down.
Right.
All right. Now, compare that, because Apollonius, we find out about him by a guy named Philostratus.
Mm-hmm.
Philostratus wrote the biography. Let's compare Philostratus to the Bible's writings about Jesus.
All okay. Right.
Philostratus was not an eyewitness
right.
to Apollonius.
But the apostles were an eyewitness to Jesus.
There we go. Philostratus was the only major source about the life of Apollonius.
Ah, the apostles have at least four more, or more if you want to count Paul's writings.
Josephus.
Josephus and other historical documents.
So there's a lot of information out there about Jesus from Christian sources like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, and non-Christian sources like Tacitus, Josephus, all these other guys.
Right.
Philostratus wrote the biography of Apollonius 120 years after Apollonius lived.
Well, the Gospels were written 30 to 90 years after Jesus lived.
Yeah, and we have a few creeds from within just a few years after Jesus.
Right.
So, I mean, we're looking at 120 years later, bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at one source compared to like just a few decades, multiple sources, multiple governments, Christian and non-Christian.
Wow.
This is huge. Okay, so very first thing we got to get out there. The source that tells us about Apollonius is questionable at best.
Right.
He's the only source. Do you think if there was only one source telling us about Jesus, and that one source was 120 years later, do you think the skeptics would let us off the hook on that one?
No, here's the thing. I doubt any court would allow a case to hang on one on just one witness.
who didn't actually see it. It's not even a witness, right? It's just
just
one author who wrote about mm-hmm. something that happened 120 years earlier. There's no other witnesses.
Right.
There's no witnesses. Biblical writers contain large quantities of correct information historically as well. All right? Nothing has been proven wrong. But there's just a few geographical and historical, I should call them, inaccuracies in Philostratus' writings.
Hit me.
Well, Philostratus claims that Demas was from Nineveh, okay. and Apollonius visited Nineveh and Babylon,
okay.
but they were both destroyed 300 years before Apollonius supposedly existed.
Well, you know, there is the time travel, space-time continuum.
Right!
The ripping time space.
He owns the space-time continuum.
Yeah, Doctor Who, name, man.
Yeah, something like that. A couple other things to note. When Philostratus wrote this, the novel was a new type of writing.
Oh.
And his writing style matches what novels were back then.
Okay.
He was writing a novel.
Wow.
Why are we taking this as legit information? Plus, just to get on with this and get into some other stuff, he was brought about not because there's historical information, but because he was commissioned by the wife of a Roman emperor to make up a story.
Okay.
Listen, okay, this is a quote. Philostratus was not an eyewitness, but was commissioned to compose his book by Julia Domna, the wife of a Roman mm-hmm. emperor, Septimus, 120 years after Apollonius' death. The writers of the New Testament were contemporaries and or eyewitnesses of the event. A possible motive for the publication, this is crazy, was a desire to counteract the growing influence of Jesus. One historian says it was she who encouraged Philostratus to put together a life of Apollonius of Tyana as a counterblast to Jesus. She was the high priestess of Hellenistic polytheism. And she realized that she needed a historical figure like Christianity did. So yeah. She was trying to subvert the Gospels.
Right.
So this guy probably didn't even exist in reality.
Right. So we got a leg sweep.
He was made up 120 years after the fact by a lady who was jealous that Christianity was growing.
There you go.
This is crazy.
One down, three to go.
You know that Nat Geo TV show we were quoting earlier?
Yeah.
They got one thing right.
What?
You get the feeling that either the stories about Jesus are modeled after Apollonius of Tyana, or, I think this is more likely, Apollonius of Tyana's stories are modeled after Jesus' stories in the gospel.
Boom.
Yeah, I mean, they finally got something right. National Geographic got something right about religion. Ah, let the floodgates of craziness open. What's this world coming to? Plus, if you just read the stuff about Apollonius, it's pretty clear his stories are
fabrications?
Yeah, myth.
Is that putting it nicely?
Insanity. I mean, okay, the critics think that the Jesus story is crazy because we say he was born of a virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Apollonius's birth, supposedly his mom fell asleep in a meadow where the swans who lived there danced around her, then cried aloud, causing her to give birth prematurely.
Oh.
That's a lot more likely than God enabling a woman to have a baby.
Right. You got to be careful of those swans, man.
Well, I believe in the virgin birth. Well, I believe in dancing, shouting swans.
I can see dancing, shouting swans, though.
Apollonius condemned the practice of taking a hot bath. Bad. Stop it.
Wow.
Apollonius professes to be able to speak all human languages. He also speaks the language of the birds, which is nice.
Of course, he's helpful by the swans.
That makes sense. Yeah. He professed to see the chains of Prometheus while traveling in the Caucasus Mountains.
Wow.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Me too.
Yeah. He and his party encountered a hobgoblin. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. They chased it away by calling it names. So
that's silly hobgoblin.
If you run into a hobgoblin, just
call
be like,
names.
Hey, fatty, you're ugly.
Hey, maybe that's where Rumpelstiltskin came from.
Maybe it is.
You know?
We shouldn't call names, though, because we follow
that's
Jesus.
Right. That's true. Bad Jeff.
Apollonius stated that captive elephants cry at night when men are not watching, but when men come around, they stop crying because they are ashamed. Seriously.
Sorry, I've got nothing to add to this conversation.
This is nothing like the biblical accounts of Jesus.
Oh.
I mean, nowhere are you reading, and Jesus came and he taught them in the synagogue and the elephants were crying. No, it's not like that.
Right.
Jesus' accounts are historical information, not mythological fantasy. All right. So that being said, Dave, what do you say? We give them a little information about our website
so
they can get out there.
Truthrevolution.tv is where you want to go.
And truthrevolution.tv has lots of cool information.
Mm-hmm.
We do truth shots every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
3 times a week. 60 seconds of truth.
That's right. 60, kind of like in our show here, we got 30 minutes of truth where we discuss things in detail. On these truth shots, we sum it all up in 60 seconds.
Sometimes it's a wonder that we can do it.
We just talk really fast. So check out this truth shots. They're really good for posting to Facebook and things like that where you go, man, I want to give someone an answer to this topic.
Right.
And everybody can listen for 60 seconds to say, well, someone said that God doesn't exist for this reason. Well, we have an answer to that in 60 seconds.
Amen.
So give it to truthrevolution.tv.
How many of those we got over 200 of those.
Yeah, we're at I think we're on like 250.
241.
As of today. Yeah, well, we're recording number 250 today. I know that.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Now, that's at truthrevolution.tv. When you come back, we're going to talk about other potential messiahs, as well as President Lincoln and President Kennedy.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
All right. Sabbatai Zevi, Mithra, and some others coming up on the other side of this break. Thanks again to Ohio for tuning in, WTTP. We appreciate
Welcome.
You guys. And, of course, thank you to KJIL, KSAL, those networks in Kansas. We are always appreciative and loving you guys. You're the ones who help keep us on the air with your donations, with your questions, with your comments. I love going someplace, and when someone says, dude, I listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Super encouraging.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when people have been helped by it. So, All right. Send your questions. Get over to truthrevolution.tv. We want to hear a little bit more from you guys. It's good to get questions. So truthrevolution.tv, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church.
And I'm Dave. You know, God cares more about what's on the inside of a person than the outside.
That's right. Join us Sunday morning at 9 or 11 a.m. Check out SalinaRevolution.com.
What if someone had never been to church before?
Most people here hadn't been for a long time, if ever, so you'll fit in fine.
What to wear? Just be yourself. Jeans, t-shirt, tats, whatever.
Revolution Church, Sunday morning, 9 or 11 a.m.
SalinaRevolution.com or check us out on Facebook.
SalinaRevolution.com.
Revolution!
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church. Not only am I the host of the Truth Revolution radio program, but I'm also a foster parent. Did you know that there are only 20 or 30 children in Salina that need to be adopted right now? Did you know that there are children in foster care who want to live in Salina, but are sometimes placed in other towns because we don't have enough foster homes here? I want to challenge you to consider foster care today. If you're interested in doing foster care, go to kfapa.com. That's K-F-A-P-A, as in the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.com. K-F-A-P-A.com, and get more information. You can request information, email and ask any questions you want, or possibly even sign up to take a class about foster parenting. It's easier and more difficult than you'd ever imagine, but it's also more rewarding than you'd ever imagine. Consider fostering and helping a child in need today.
Truth Shots from TruthRevolution.tv and Revolution Church. Here's your host, Dave, and Pastor Jeff.
We read an awesome story about Samson in Judges 14.
It says, Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came out roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands as he might have torn a young goat.
Nice story, but one problem.
What?
Samson was approaching vineyards.
But he was a Nazirite. He shouldn't be drinking wine or grape juice or eating raisins or grapes.
Later, although he wasn't supposed to touch dead bodies, he finds a dead lion and touches it.
Before Samson got really mixed up with Delilah, he was already starting to disobey.
God had given him a massive blessing of strength to use for God's people.
But he was pursuing what he wanted in life and veered further and further away from God's purpose.
We don't usually fall away out of the blue. There are usually small steps on the way, so try to be careful every day.
TruthRevolution.tv.
Did you know that Truth Revolution is supported by Revolution Church and listeners like you?
It takes quite a bit of time and money to produce a quality radio show.
If you find Truth Revolution helpful, a donation would be a powerful way to make sure the message keeps going out.
This ministry is doing more than Dave and I imagined it would at the beginning.
You got that right.
And as we grow, we want to keep the goal the same. To be the place where faith and reason meet.
Donations are accepted at www.truthrevolution.tv or Revolution Church.
Truth Revolution.
And we're back.
Yes. It's time to keep talking about messiahs other than Jesus.
We just got messiahs all over the place.
Yeah, we took the longest amount of time on Apollonius of Tyana because he's probably my favorite.
Is he?
But we're going to talk about...
just like the Hobgoblin.
I do. The Hobgoblin thing was cool. But what do we do when someone says, hey, there's a guy who's just like Jesus?
Right.
What do we do about that?
Yeah, it helps to actually do some research.
Well, it does. And so we've done some research for you. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy named Sabbatai Zevi. He was a 17th century Jewish teacher who claimed to be the Messiah. And he was heralded by a contemporary named Nathan, just like Jesus' forerunner.
Right.
John the Baptist.
John Baptist, right.
It was reported that many years later, after Sevi's death in 1676, his brother found his tomb empty but full of light. And so here we go. We got a guy who claimed to be the Messiah.
Right.
He actually did claim to be the Jewish Messiah. He was heralded by a forerunner, Nathan. I mean, it looks like he was fulfilling some prophecies. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, though, there's actually very few sources about Sevi. So historically, there's very little we can know what's true or not.
Right.
He supposedly did miracles. One of them attributed him to cursing a church, and then the church sunk into the ground.
I remember hearing about that one.
Yes. But his forerunner, Nathan, made it clear that this guy did not do miracles. He said, this is the Messiah of God. He does not need to prove anything.
Right.
So.
But he made a church sink into the ground.
Well, not according to Nathan, not according to his forerunner.
Right.
So, see, we already have conflicting information. Nathan also says Sabbatai is in a God-induced sleep. He's swooning. He's not dead.
Oh, I see.
So there's actually no resurrection story about Sevi. I mean, except the story of his brother who finds an empty tomb. But that's an empty tomb story, full not a resurrection
right.
story.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. But here's a reality check. This is the best part. People, when they talk about Sabbatai Sebi, they don't usually bring this up. But he was captured by Muslims who forced him, upon punishment of death, to say that he was not the Messiah and that people should convert to Islam. Sebi did this.
Right.
He did what the Muslims requested, denying that he was Messiah, told people to convert to Islam. Of course, after that, he lost most of his followers.
Right. Why don't we have any stories like that about Jesus? I want to know.
Because he was the Messiah and they killed him for being the Messiah.
Right.
Now, wow. here's some interesting stuff. Okay. There are similarities between Jesus and other historical figures. We're going to look at a couple more.
Okay.
But did you know there's also similarities between President Lincoln and Kennedy?
You know, when I was a kid, I was reading Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they went through the whole dissertation about that. Mm. It was kind of interesting. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, they must be the same guy.
Right. And the you point know? I want to make with this is that similarity does not mean equality.
Right.
Similarity does not mean equality. If there's someone who's similar to Jesus, it does not mean they're equal to Jesus. Both Lincoln and Kennedy were elected to Congress in 46.
Right. 1846 in Lincoln's case and 1946 in Kennedy's.
Both became president in 60.
Mm.
Both had a lazy eye muscle, which would cause one of their eyes to wander.
Wow.
Interesting.
Both had been skippers on boats.
Ah. Mm. And both were the second sons in their families.
Really?
Each of them lost a sister to death before becoming president. Both of them married 24-year-old brunettes who'd previously been engaged and who spoke French fluently.
Nice. Both had a child die while living in the White House.
Both were related to U.S. senators, U.S. attorneys, and who graduated from Harvard. I mean, both of them were acquaintances of a man named Adlai Stevenson.
What?
Yeah. Both were advised not to go to the place they died. And then, this one's crazy. Yeah. Both Lincoln's theater box and Kennedy's car were altered for their benefit, but both were slain in those places on a Friday before a major holiday. And both were sitting next to their wives when it happened.
Wow.
Both were shot from behind and in the head.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the next one, John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln from inside a theater and fled to a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy from inside a warehouse and fled to a theater.
Nice.
What the heck, man?
That had to be planned out, right?
Oh, yeah. Lincoln was shot while inside Ford Theater, box number 7.
Kennedy was shot while inside a Ford automobile in car 7 in the motorcade.
What?
Yeah.
Both of their assassins escaped and were killed before going to trial.
Mm-hmm. And both of their assassins were privates in the military.
I mean, you guys see what's going on here?
Yeah.
There's a similarity.
Lot of similarities.
Similarity does not mean equality.
Right.
They're not the same person. We know they're not the same person. There's nothing even close. I mean, it's crazy. But you could look at this list of somewhat similar things and come to some crazy conclusion if one of these guys happened to be Jesus.
Right.
But that's not the case. Just because there's similarities does not mean equality. All right, we're going to go ahead and answer Bible contradiction.
Bible contradiction.
All right, Bible Contradiction today brought to you by the fine folks over at thethinkingatheist.com.
The Thinking Atheist. All right,
Did Jesus speak at his hearing before Pilate or not?
Okay.
All right. Matthew 27, 11 through 14. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony that they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor.
Okay.
Okay, so Jesus doesn't answer the charges there.
Okay.
John 18:37. "You are king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
Okay.
They say at thethinkingatheist.com that this is Jesus answering his charges.
Wait. I don't understand the contradiction. Where is the contradiction here?
It's right there.
No, for real. Okay, so they're saying in the first one that Jesus didn't answer the charges.
Right.
But in the second one, he did?
Right. Hey, just so you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just bringing it to you.
Dave! No, okay, well, all you have to... Okay, in our cracked acronym, the second C stands for credibility.
Right.
Let's give a little credit here. Sometimes all you have to do to figure out the resolution of the Bible contradiction is read it carefully. Jesus doesn't answer the charges in John 18 like they said.
Right.
He agrees that he's king. That's all he agreed to. And he agreed to that in Matthew 27.
Right. So it's basically almost the same stuff.
It's the same story. He agrees to be king in Matthew 27. He agrees he's being king in John 18.
Yeah.
Same thing. He's not answering the charges against him in either one of those stories.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Every time I bring you a contradiction from the thinking atheist, you get more and more disillusioned by the thinking atheist.
Well, they used to think a little harder. The it's better than that one we used a few months ago. Yeah. That was awful. But yeah, here, you don't have a contradiction. All you have to do is read it carefully. Jesus doesn't actually answer the charges against him in either one. He simply agrees that he was king.
In both. Bible contradiction.
All right, so that's the answer to that. Now, back to this question of whether or not someone was like Jesus. That article with Lincoln and Kennedy, we have to point out, we got that information from kingdavid8.com. We're going to link to that on the website,
okay.
truthrevolution.tv. We're going to link to that article so you can see it list for yourself. Because Lincoln and Kennedy were very similar in a lot of stuff, but they're not equal. They're not the same person. Mithra is someone who people say, hey, this guy was just like Jesus.
Wasn't that a monster from Godzilla?
No, not quite.
No.
The Mithras legend bears remarkable similarities to the Christian story of Jesus. He was born of a virgin on December 25th.
Here we go again.
Shared a final meal before being called to heaven.
Oh, no.
Yummy.
Then was resurrected and returned to earth as the Son of God. By 200 AD, the followers of Mithras outnumber those of Jesus of Nazareth.
What?
If I was a betting man, I probably would have put money on Mithraism becoming the official religion of the Roman Empire, and certainly not Christianity.
Okay, so there you have it.
Wow.
Mithra was just like Jesus. Mm. So what is this? Again, what does this take away from Jesus? Actually, nothing. Jesus still fulfilled the prophecies of the Jewish Messiah.
It's the same thing we come back to, like you were talking about earlier.
Right. But let's look at the facts that were claimed, right? Okay. They say Mithras was born of a virgin on December 25th. And but this isn't just from that clip. This is some claims. Our friend J. Warner Wallace from Cold Case Christianity posted this article. We're going to quote some of his stuff. It's really good.
Right.
We're going to also link to his article about Mithras. So this is great stuff. Mithras was born of a virgin December 25th in a cave attended by shepherds. Oh, just like Jesus.
Just like it.
The truth is, if you do your research,
Mithras was actually born out of solid rock.
What?
Yeah, leaving a hole in the side of a mountain.
Okay, so he was not born of a virgin unless the mountain was a virgin.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's hard to tell about those things.
Well, okay, so his birth was also celebrated on December 25th, but hello, if you've listened to truthrevolution.tv during Christmas time, you know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th.
Right.
That's just the day we celebrate it. So that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That means absolutely nothing. All right. There's a claim that Mithras was considered a great traveling and teacher.
Okay. And there is nothing in the Mithrenic tradition indicating that he was a teacher of any kind.
No. Yeah. So that's not true. That's just plain not true. It's claimed that Mithras had 12 disciples like Jesus.
But there is no evidence for any of this in the traditions of Iran or Rome.
Yeah. There was this idea that Mithras had 12 disciples derived from some murals.
Right.
But these are 12 signs, like some of them are the moon and the sun that are surrounding his image. So this is simply people going, hey, look, there's 12 things sitting around him in this picture. That must mean 12 disciples. That's not what it means necessarily.
We're making the leap.
Furthermore, that was after Christianity was established that those things were painted. So if anything, they were borrowing from Jesus.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, a couple other things. Mithras sacrificed himself for world peace, they say.
Yeah. There is little or no evidence that this is true, though.
Sorry.
Although there is a story about Mithras slaying a threatening bull in a heroic deed.
Not that stinking threatening bull.
Yeah, that's about as close as it gets.
He's going to be like the elephants.
Is that the end of the show?
I know. We run out of time every week.
Man.
So, you know, we're gonna link to the Mithras one. We're also going to do a little link to another potential god that J. Warren Wallace wrote about. So if you want some more information, get over to truthrevolution.tv.
Right.
You can find this show right in the middle column of the website. And we'll be able to get you over to the Warner's site. We'll be able to Warner Wallace's site. We're going to get you over to the Lincoln Kennedy site.
Linking to everything.
So get your links over there. Also, ask us some questions. send in some challenges. We'd love to hear from you. TruthRevolution.tv. And we're with Revolution Church. So check Revolution Church out. We're at 9-11 Sunday mornings. So if you can't make it in person, you can watch live online.
Right.
And again, I'll give you one guess what website you can go to find where we're at.
TruthRevolution.tv.
Dave, you're so smart.
I know it.
You're just like me.
Whoa.
Are we the same person?
We have to be.
Oh, my goodness.